Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is sponsored by Cloud Optimizer.
As we migrated more of our business to the cloud, we were seeing expenses go up, but we couldn't pinpoint the cause. It seemed less of a cloud, more of a fog. That's why we brought on Cloud Optimizer, and they saved the day.
Are you seeing your cloud hosting bills go up and you're not sure why? It's time to put Cloud Optimizer to work for you. Cloud Optimizer analyzes usage patterns, right-sizes resources, leverages discounts you may not be aware of, implements automation, and much more. And by reducing unnecessary expenses and maximizing performance, Cloud Optimizer guarantees you a savings of 5 times what you spend for their service.
With Cloud Optimizer, we have our spend under control, our company is more agile, profitable, and we're getting peak performance from our cloud.
Make the cloud work for you with Cloud Optimizer. Get a free assessment and find out how much you can save by going to cloudoptimizer.com. Go to cloudoptimizer.com for your free assessment. That's cloudoptimizer.com.
Today in Business from Wired.
Spooked by ChatGPT, U.S. lawmakers want to create an AI regulator. By Kari Johnson. At a congressional hearing, senators from both parties and OpenAI CEO Sam Altman said a new federal agency was needed to protect people from AI gone bad. Since the tech industry began its love affair with machine learning about a decade ago, U.S. lawmakers have chattered about the potential need for regulation to rein in the technology. No proposal to regulate corporate AI projects has got close to becoming law. But OpenAI's release of ChatGPT in November has convinced some senators there is now an urgent need to do something to protect people's rights against the potential harms of AI technology. At a recent hearing held by a Senate Judiciary Committee, attendees heard a terrifying laundry list of ways artificial intelligence can harm people and democracy. Senators from both parties spoke in support of the idea of creating a new arm of the U.S. government dedicated to regulating AI. The idea even got the backing of Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI. My worst fear is that we, the field, the technology, the industry, cause significant harm to the world, Altman said. He also endorsed the idea of AI companies submitting their AI models to testing by outsiders and said a U.S. AI regulator should have the power to grant or revoke licenses for creating AI above a certain threshold of capability. A number of U.S. federal agencies, including the Federal Trade Commission and the Food and Drug Administration, already regulate how companies use AI today. But Senator Peter Welch said his time in Congress has convinced him that it can't keep up with the pace of technological change. Unless we have an agency that is going to address these questions from social media and AI, we really don't have much of a defense against the bad stuff. And the bad stuff will come, says Welch, a Democrat. We absolutely have to have an agency. Richard Blumenthal, a fellow Democrat who chaired the hearing, said that a new AI regulator may be necessary because Congress has shown it often fails to keep pace with new technology. U.S. lawmakers' spotty track record on digital privacy and social media were mentioned frequently during the hearing. Blumenthal opened the hearing with an AI voice clone of himself reciting text written by ChatGPT to highlight that AI can produce convincing results. The senators did not suggest a name for the prospective agency or map out its possible functions in detail. They also discussed less radical regulatory responses to recent progress in AI. Those included endorsing the idea of requiring public documentation of AI systems' limitations or the datasets used to create them, akin to an AI nutrition label, ideas introduced years ago by researchers like former Google ethical AI team lead Timnit Gebru, who was ousted from the company after a dispute about a prescient research paper warning about the limitations and dangers of large language models. Another change urged by lawmakers and industry witnesses alike was requiring disclosure to inform people when they're conversing with a language model and not a human, or when AI technology makes important decisions with life-changing consequences. One effect of a disclosure requirement could be to reveal when a facial recognition match is the basis of an arrest or criminal accusation. The Senate hearing follows growing interest from U.S. and European governments and even some tech insiders in putting new guardrails on AI to prevent it from harming people. In March, a group letter signed by major names in tech and AI called for a 6-month pause on AI development. This month, the White House called in executives from OpenAI, Microsoft, and other companies and announced it is backing a public hacking contest to probe generative AI systems, and the European Union is currently finalizing a sweeping law called the AI Act. IBM's Montgomery yesterday urged Congress to take inspiration from the AI Act, which categorizes AI systems by the risks they pose to people or society and sets rules for, or even bans them accordingly. She also endorsed the idea of encouraging self-regulation, highlighting her position on IBM's AI Ethics Board, although at Google and Axon, those structures have become mired in controversy. Tech think tank the Center for Data Innovation said in a letter released after the recent hearing that the U.S. doesn't need a new regulator for AI. Just as it would be ill-advised to have one government agency regulate all human decision-making, it would be equally ill-advised to have one agency regulate all AI, the letter said. I don't think it's pragmatic, and it's not what they should be thinking about right now, says Hodan Omar, a senior analyst at the CDI. Omar says the idea of booting up a whole new agency for AI is improbable, given that Congress has yet to follow through on other necessary tech reforms, like the need for overarching data privacy protections. She believes it is better to update existing laws and allow federal agencies to add AI oversight to their existing regulatory work. Guidance issued last summer on how businesses using algorithms in hiring that may expect people to look or behave a certain way can stay in compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, showing how AI policy can overlap with existing law and involve many different communities and use cases. Alex Engler, a fellow at the Brookings Institution, says he's concerned that the U.S. could repeat problems that sank federal privacy regulation last fall. The historic bill was scuppered by California lawmakers withholding their votes because the law would override the state's own privacy regulation. That's a good enough concern, Engler says. Now, is that a good enough concern that you're going to say we're just not going to have civil society protections for AI? I don't know about that. Though the hearing touched on potential harms of AI ranging from election disinformation to conceptual dangers that don't exist yet, like self-aware AI, generative systems like ChatGPT that inspired the hearing taking place got the most attention. Multiple senators argued they could increase inequality and monopolization. The only way to guard against that, said Cory Booker, a Democrat senator who has co-sponsored AI regulation in the past and supported a federal ban on face recognition, is if Congress creates rules of the road.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.